Brad is on the line. Hi, Brad. How you doing?
I am, and per usual, I expect you to be the same.
I am. I am that I am. I don't know whether to be insulted or what here. I only have one question to you. Is that a challenge?
Yeah. I meant it to be.
Well done. Well done. I haven't been challenged in a long time this way.
You've been you're rising to the challenge, are you?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You better tell the audience what the title is.
Will Ryan Bruce please stand up? Well, my answer to that is I already am standing. I'm standing right beside you, and I'm not afraid to say what I have to say.
Good.
Yeah. And as for my nom de plume, I think you've explained it fairly well. My real concern is that I'd like to keep my business clients thinking about business. And if they go on the internet and look me up and they see all my business endeavors, then they'll think of me in the business perspective. But if they see this website, then they'll start looking at me differently and they'll start asking me, oh, brother, can you pray for me? And oh, what do you think about this? And we won't be doing business. We'll be doing what you and I are doing. And I think that there's a time and place for everything. And I'd prefer to keep my time and place for business, focused on business. Hence my nom de plume. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's fine.
It is fine. But more importantly, what you're really doing here is you're bringing to the attention of our readers that I think that we're a little bit soft. And it's not just you. I'm not just throwing the accusation at you. I'll confess as well that we're not being as direct as I think we could be.
Well, quite frankly, I was willing to take the responsibility, all of it, but it was a challenge. I was more tongue-in-cheek than anything, but it's kind of an introduction, really, to the next article, which is, what is it? What's the point?
Yeah. What's the point? Right. What is the point? But let's not get off on that. Let's talk about this. You say very directly here that you don't call yourself Christian, and you don't really want to please any part of our audience who insist on using the label Christian as a means to announce who and what you are. And I'd say that that's a pretty bold statement. And what it is when we've talked about that in the past, you have said, well, I don't want to identify myself as a Christian because it means too many things to too many people. And quite frankly, I really don't think that that's the real reason why you don't want to identify yourself as a Christian.
No, it's a nice given reason, you know.
It's very polite.
You know, one of the things we teach salespeople are used to is that you don't have to pay much attention to an objection because it's just masking what's really there. And I guess I have to say that. It was just masking what's really there. I think Christianity is exactly what I'm saying it is in this and the next article, and I'm challenging readers to go ask. You know, if they're not supposed to buy into this, don't. It's okay.
But I think there's a very definite reason why you don't like to identify yourself as a Christian.
There is.
Would you share that?
Sure.
Okay.
Primarily, it's because Christianity means too many things to... Oh, no, that's my old one, isn't it?
Yeah, that's your old line.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
That's the bovine waste you've been peddling for some time now.
Yeah, there we go. Which is my euphemism for what you called it when you called me. But
sure.
Let's see, I need to just take a second and slow down here and don't feel defensive. The real reason is I was told to come out of her, and I use that just because that's the scriptural reference that you can kind of hide behind, but very definitively it was boom. And I was walking in disobedience for a long time. I knew I was supposed to get out, but I was a conference speaker, you know, for a missionary organization, and to come out meant I had to quit that. I really enjoyed the work. Plus the fact I was headed for the Philippines and to work with 500 and some national missionaries over there in the trenches. And the reason being it that the president of the denomination wanted me to teach them how to pray, the way my interpretation of how Jesus teaches to pray, because he said that's just going to mushroom in the field if you get in the trenches. So I didn't want to quit, and I didn't want to come out. And anyway, I had to go through getting defrocked, so to speak, from the denomination. I think I've told that story, haven't I?
Yeah, you have, yeah. That was okay. A funny story, but my question to you is, why don't you want to identify yourself as a Christian?
Because I'm not supposed to. It's as a statement to help people who also want to come out.
Well, let me help you a little bit. And I don't know if this will be help. I'm going to try and help you. The reason why I'm not identifying myself as a Christian is, well, actually, let me start with this. I don't attend a church. And the reason why I don't attend a church is because when I do attend a church, I tend to find myself in a position of judgment. And the judgment I typically have is on the guy standing behind the pulpit as being a hypocrite and not following the teachings of Jesus and yet presenting himself as a teacher of the teachings of Jesus. When I find myself in a position of judgment, I know I've created that dual world against good, the good and the evil, and the right and the wrong, and make those dividing lines, and it's not healthy for me to stand in judgment of another man. His actions aren't mine to judge. But I am free to walk out of the church and not attend again. Hence, I don't attend church. Have I been called out of her? Was I ever a pastor or some form of preacher or teacher? The answer to those questions is no, definitely not. Dad never said to me, come out of her. What he did say is you cannot put yourself in a position of judgment all the time. So don't go. So I don't go. As for calling myself a Christian, well, a Christian, from what I understand the word to mean, is supposed to follow the teachings of Christ. And I don't believe that Christians follow the teachings of Christ. I think that what's presented to them in church, a vague shadow of the truth of what Christ came to teach. Hence, I'm not a Christian. What's your story?
Well, there's myriad reasons, but that one certainly fits me as well. But again, I'm told not to judge the church or her. So we're both have received the same word from Dad. It's just that yours was more pointed. Mine, I had to get out. Probably took me 2 years, from the time I first knew it. I mean, I knew I was not supposed to come out. Instead of asking Dad, can I stay or whatever, I just ignored the call and kept saying and making excuses for it, realizing all the, quote, good I was doing working with him. And, in fact, I wasn't doing any good at all. So, you and I just have our different experiences, but I certainly enjoy what you just said because it fits, I think, to a T what I believe.
Yeah. Well, what brought up the conversation between us that I think inspired your recent article here, I called you up one day and I said, I think I finally figured out what the lie of Christianity is. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, I do.
And I said that the lie of Christianity is that Christ came to die for our sins. And while he may have done that, I'd have to say that focusing on that is a lie. Because what Christ really came here to do was to show us that the body can be resurrected. And the body is 100% under the authority of the Spirit. And he proved it. And yet all Christians focus on all the time was that I'm a sinner saved by grace. Come to Christ for salvation. You can be saved from your sins. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So? So what?
Exactly. Get connected to the source so you don't fall short of the glory of God.
I don't remember Christ once saying that he came to save us from sin. I could be wrong. I hope one of our readers actually posts something or for a comment on the website. Maybe that, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
If they could say, Jesus came and he sacrificed himself so that to pay for our sins. Well, I don't remember Jesus saying that now, whereas I think some of the apostles said that, didn't they?
Yes.
So who am I going to follow? Paul? Peter? James? John? No.
No, I'm following the one who says, I will be with you always.
Yeah, I'm going to follow the one who said, I am the way. Just do what I did, and you'll do great. And so I don't think Christianity does that.
But, when I get into that with people, they say, then you are a Christian.
Okay, then what are they?
Yeah, exactly.
So if I'm a Christian and I'm saying I'm following the teachings of Christ, what are you? Because you're not following the teachings of Christ. Well, how do you mean I'm not following? Well, do you call a man pastor? Yeah. Well, how can you say you're not following the teachings of Christ?
You know, that was one of the things we had in a conversation, and you were in a mood to really spout that day, so I didn't add to it or say anything, but I can remember when I first did come out, and well, no, I hadn't come out all the way. I very definitely said I am no longer going to be a pastor, and got the heck out of pastoring at all because I saw what it was. And I would say that, well, look, you know, I'm not saying that what Paul said was wrong or a lie. What I'm saying is that guys who are in our pastors tend to use his writings and his list of apostles, you know, prophets and, you know, and pastors and teachers down the bottom end. And there is that hierarchy, too, that he poses. And it's used for and by those in the organization to justify what they do.
Yeah.
And who are you going to listen to? Even Paul said, you know what, there's only one Christ. You know, well, at that time when I started speaking openly about it, I would get calls from everybody, you know. Well, now, wait a minute, Paul said. Yeah, fine, Paul said that. What did Jesus say? Well, wait a minute. You know, the Bible, that is Jesus. I said, no, the Bible isn't Jesus. You know, I get it over and over and over again. I give up. You know?
I give up. There you go. Well, see, now that's why we spend a lot of time on bovine waste.
Well, and that's why
we've given up.
You are here to dig the truth up out of Brad, who tends to be wishy-washy and. Come on, let's say it. You use the word bullshit. That's what you told me, you know. And you were tired of it.
Yeah.
And you're tired of soft peddling what Christianity is. You wanted to tell it like what it is. Now, I wouldn't articulate quite what you just said a moment ago about why Jesus came, just because I haven't thought it through. But I certainly, there's nothing about what you said that I detect as untruth. So I want to underscore what you said, and that I know that's true. It's just I don't want to express it because that's not what's burning in my gut. You know, that's not my passion to speak that, at least right now at this moment. But I tell you what I do want to speak, and that is that it is a lie. The other stuff is a lie.
Well, and the focus on it is merely, what do you call that? It's a magic trick. I think it's called sleight of hand, right?
Yeah, that's good. And it's focusing on his death instead of focusing on his resurrection.
Yes, yeah. So
we're going to get to the point where we say, you know, where is he? He is in me. And that's where I was, that's where it started with me, was in a talk I was giving to a congregation. You know, where it be? He told me, I thought the voice was so loud, and I checked it out, tested it, and made sure, wow, this is you. I thought everybody in the assembly heard it because it was ask them who I am.
Right.
And, yeah. So that's where it started. Who am I? And ask them where I am. You know, where am I right now? Oh, that was fun.
So then, what's going on is that there's all these false gods set up inside these churches. And
yes.
the first and most obvious false god is Christ came to die for your sins, and that is the focus of Christianity. And that's why you need to go out and save others, because Christ died for your sins, and everyone needs to be saved, right? The next one that we usually get from Christians is fellowship. Thou shalt not forsake fellowship. So then, if we're saying to people, and I'm being quite frank, saying to people, get out! Get out! Because it's not good for your health. It's not good for your relationship. Then the next lie that they have to take down is not to forsake fellowship. So what solution do we have to offer those people?
Realize that you can have fellowship, whether you're on the phone, you're assembling in his name in the phone. The key, you know, there's another thing. You know, I was brought into the world of Christianity with an organization where the guy, week after week, if you think I'm redundant, He says, wherever two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Week after week, I heard that. And it was good in a sense, because finally, I looked it up to see what on earth it really means. And it was very interesting. That word that's used right there, wherever two or three are gathered together in my name, does not mean the name Jesus Christ. It means in his character and his purpose. What's his character? His character is he only wants to do Dad's will. That's his character. What's his authority? You know, that who's speaking through him, those words are coming from the one who created the universe. And right now, those words, when I say it, are coming through the Creator, through me, from the Creator of the universe. And it's, once you understand your authority and you have that breakthrough and you realize who you really are and that you're wanting to get into 24/7 of I am consciousness of the one who spoke in the burning bush and told Moses, I am that I am. There's theologians that say, well, what those words really mean, Hebrew scholars say that I will be what I will be. What's the difference? The same thing. It's that creative force to put everything into motion. You know, and again, but I'd love to get off on that, but I am. I am was, he said, was supposed to be a memorial for all generations and to be spoken and be, you know, from then on. You know, where did we come up with God? You know, where'd we come up with Jehovah, with Yahweh, and all these things? You know, it's crazy.
It is crazy. But what I'm talking about is people's fear of leaving church. Why don't most people leave the church? Why do they stay there? Well, because they have family and friends and relationships, and humans are tribal. And pulling yourself out to go stand out in the cold, and when your tribe's all standing in underneath that nice warm, wonderful rooftop and with those nice comfortable pews, and you're standing out there in the rain by yourself, is not a very appealing thought to many people, regardless of the lie that's being spewed from the pulpit.
Until one thing happens, you recognize you're not alone, and you recognize that it isn't lonely. It's more, and for the same reason, but a somewhat different angle than you approach it, in there, if all you're doing is getting riled up so that you're judging that man and you're separate from him instead of being one with him, and that's what's bothering you, did I hear you correctly? Is that
you
the
did.
Kind of word? Okay. Well, when you get in there and you have a feeling you are really alone. You're lonely. You're in the middle of this sea of, quote, believers who don't believe, and you get out and you realize that Jesus, and I don't know if I do that in this article or the next one, but I point out that Jesus and his daddy, we can go to both, but they're different entities, you know. And I'm not pulling it into the Trinity. Oh, this one's the Father and this one's the Son. I'm not saying those things at all. You can't take what I say and put a Trinitarian aspect on it. And there's a reason for that that we've talked about and we've written about. We don't need to go in right now. If somebody wants to make it clearer, get it clearer in their mind what we're talking about, write to either one of us. We'll explain. There's plenty of room in the Bible, if you're going to use the Bible as your resource material. There's plenty of room in the Bible for the Trinity. But you have to understand that you can make a case for the Trinity not being on, and you can make a case for the Trinity. But when you start examining the language and start seeing what's happened in the manipulation, I would say humbly that you're going to want to separate yourself from that term, because that term is really misleading.
It is. So, there are a whole bunch of things that are misleading and have misled. And the only way to get freedom from them is to walk out. And there are others out here, like you and I. You and I are just looking back at the friends we left behind and saying, sure.
And that's a seduction at times. Oh, you could do so much, Brad, if you come back to the church, you know. My pastor would love to have you come and speak to our church, you know. No, he wouldn't. Because I would sit up there from the pulpit and say, what are you doing?
Yeah, I think we got our point across. Yes. So no more bovine waste. If our audience, listeners and readers both alike, hear us soft peddling, please post a comment and say, cut out the bull. Let's make this a no bull section.
No more BW.
Yeah, no BW. Just get to the point, you guys. Smarten up.
You didn't live up to the challenge.
Oh, really?
I had to use the word because you won't use that kind of language publicly. What did they call you in there? I said in the article you're a chicken-livered, yellow-bellied, green gut.
Is that what you called me?
That's what I said.
Huh. Is that the best you can do?
Well, publicly, yes.
Because, quite frankly, that's probably the weakest insult I've ever received.
Well, I was inflamed, but not inflamed enough to put it in writing.
Okay, Brad, thanks. I look forward to your next one, and we'll get it up there as quick as possible. Audience, this is a no more bull site. I'll put a little sticker on this article, too, just to remind everybody, no bull. Thanks, Brad. Bye.
Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.